Middle East and Africa.
Lebanon. The war widens. Israel's northern ambitions seem to be growing.
Last month, near the smouldering wreckage of a house in I-2, a Christian village in Lebanon, an ancient cedar was festooned with money. A young man shuffled up its trunk, plucking banknotes from its branches. Hours earlier, an official from Hezbollah, a Lebanese militia backed by Iran, had arrived at the house where people who had been displaced from southern Lebanon were sheltering. He had brought armfuls of cash in an effort to demonstrate that despite the war, the group can still look after its followers. Instead, as the man entered the building, an Israeli airstrike hit, killing at least 21 people, almost all of them women and children. When a second missile struck the car carrying his bodyguards, thousands of dollars worth of Lebanese lira flew into the sky. After the attack, the local MP, a Christian, said he did not want members or supporters of Hezbollah sheltering in his community because their presence might bring further Israeli attacks. Then last week, Israeli commandos landed on the beach of the northern Christian town of Bartroun, where they captured a man alleged to be involved in Hezbollah's naval activities. Israel is increasingly operating in parts of Lebanon which are not widely populated by Shias, who are most likely to support Hezbollah. This is stoking fears that Israel hopes to inflame Lebanon's long-standing sectarian divisions and thus foment political change. The biggest risk is that we start killing each other, says Assad Chaftari, a former militia commander during Lebanon's civil war, who is now a peace activist. Lebanese worry that Israel's war aims in their country now go far beyond the immediate destruction of Hezbollah's fighting capabilities near the border. Israel has begun targeting important parts of the group's non-military leadership. It tried to kill Wafiq Safa, the enforcer through whom Hezbollah imposed its will on the Lebanese state. Israel has also declassified intelligence it claims shows the location of the group's vast financial reserves. Across Lebanon's various religious sects, people speak of a creeping Gazification of the war. They say that Israel's campaign, which had been more targeted than in Gaza, is widening. They fear that the killing of civilians as collateral damage is becoming widespread and accepted. According to Lebanon's health ministry, almost 3,000 people have died since October 2023. It does not specify how many were civilians. Satellite imagery and video footage from the south show whole villages being destroyed by Israel's forces. American and Israeli officials see an opportunity to take advantage of Hezbollah's relative weakness to get a new president in place who might push back against the Shia group and be more friendly to the West. Last month, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, called on the Lebanese to take action against Hezbollah to avoid the abyss of a long war. Previous efforts to interfere in Lebanon's politics have ended badly. An Israeli-backed Christian president was elected in 1982, only to be killed by an assassin with links to Syria before he took office. With the backing of the Syrian regime, Hezbollah is believed to have been responsible for the murder in 2005 of the Prime Minister, Rafiq Hariri, which ultimately led to an uprising that forced the Syrians out of the country after decades of occupation. Meanwhile, the outsiders who are officially meant to help maintain Lebanon's stability have little power to do so. Neither Israel nor Hezbollah has any respect for UNIFIL, a peacekeeping force. It has been ineffective in enforcing UN Resolution 1701, which prohibits the militia from keeping an armed presence south of the Litani River, around 30 kilometres from the Israeli border. And Israel has called on the UN to withdraw from the south. Its troops have fired on UNIFIL at least 15 times in the past 2 months. Israeli tanks rammed through the gates of a UN base near the border. The UN says that some of these incidents appear to have been deliberate. Israel claims UN troops serve as human shields for Hezbollah. They want us out, says a former senior UNIFIL officer.